hatred is justified. People, your hatred is not justified. I'm sorry. You can call it what you want. You can shroud it in all of your theological terms you want, but there is hate resident in your soul, ill will toward another believer. I've seen it in the church. It is horrible. It is destructive. What does hate do? Hatred becomes a stronghold in the soul. Hatred produces stress, anxiety, depression in your life. Hatred means there's no love. And please remember, I keep using the word hate, but let's go back. It means an aversion, personal aversion towards someone, turning away from someone, even seeking their harm. Make them pay. Give them discipline. And I'll be happy if they hurt. If they lose, I'll be happy. If they lose something in business, they lose something, I'll be happy, because they deserve it. They deserve to lose. Now, contrast. What does spiritual love do? Just contrast it right now in front of you. What does spiritual love do? What is the impact of spiritual love inside of you? Even when the other believer sins and hurts you, spiritual love, instead of an aversion, seeks their restoration. People, you can lie all you want. You can claim what you want. The fact is, what hate produces in you and what love produces in you. If there is love, instead of aversion, love seeks restoration. Love seeks their good. Hatred seeks their harm. These are contradicting mindsets. One mindset, hatred looks at them, looks at you, and looks at sin. The other mindset, spiritual love, is a mindset on Him and His work on the cross. If you're experiencing stress, anxiety, and depression from hatred, here's what your life can and should look like. Look at verse 10. This is what your life should and can look like. Let's just read verse 10. The one who loves his brother, people, now this is a believer who's hurt you, let you down, sin, whatever. The one who loves his brother, and I know you don't want to love them. I know you don't want to love that other believer. They've hurt you, they've sinned, they've done something. This is why it's so important to desire to be in the plan of God, to abide in His love. Stop thinking about that person and what they did. Start thinking about your own relationship with God and with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. Walk in by faith in the Spirit, and you will. He will pour His love in you, and you'll have this love directed toward Christ, directed toward one another. The one who loves his brother abides in the light. Wow. You want to get rid of that stress and depression, the darkness of your soul? Walk in the light. Walk in His love. How do we do that? Love the fruit of the Spirit. Trust Him. The one who loves his brother abides in the light. That just sounds good. It sounds right. To abide in light as opposed to darkness. To abide in the light is to abide in His love. That word abide means to live, to walk. This is a place of inner peace instead of hate, instead of stress, anxiety, depression. Now look at the next phrase. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. First of all, let's take the superficial or the top level of understanding. People, if you can see where you're walking, you're not going to stumble. That's what's going on. The simple analogy. You turn off the lights, even in your own house probably. I don't know about your house. I leave stuff laying everywhere. I get up in the middle of the night, I'll step over.